Hello and welcome to Grow Your Potential Psychotherapy. The next meditation we're going to do is the elemental breaths. As a basic practice, the idea is to do all the breaths in a sequence once every day, working in the morning to wake us up from the air breath to the earth breath, and in the evening to help relax us from the earth breath to the air breath. These breaths have a real potential to boost your inner resources and restore your energy. In addition, you can use the earth breath whenever you want, particularly to ground you, and the air breath, which helps us manage your difficult thoughts. I'm going to go through each breath so that you can start to understand it. But we're going to start in the way that we always do, in a very basic grounding exercise. So if you find yourself somewhere comfortable to sit, somewhere that supports your back, with your legs and feet very close to the ground. Begin by feeling the contact between your back of your legs and the chair, the back and the chair, the warmth of your hands on the back of your legs, and your feet really rooted to the ground. Begin to breathe in and out through your nose and really focus on your feet. Breathing in and out through your nose is the earth breath. And if you really concentrate on the energy, you'll find that it's really grounding. It's ideal during times of anxiety and times of disassociation. It's really great when we're trying to set boundaries in our life and are searching for inner strength. Breathe in and out throughout this time through your nose. Feel the rising and the falling of your breath. A strong, silent in-breath, followed by a strong, silent out-breath. Now it's time to deepen the breathing slightly. So you can do this by putting your hands on your stomach and breathing into that area. Feel the stomach rising as you breathe in, and gently fading as you breathe out. Deepen the breathing and really feel the lungs expand. Imagine drawing in the earth's magnetism through the soles of your feet and the palms of your hands. Let roots grow from your feet into the earth to connect you more deeply. Then move on to focus on the root chakra at the bottom of your back. This is where your two sit bones are. Breathe into this area. Become aware that it creates a very stable position with two feet and two sit bones. This is the pharaoh position, very stable and very majestic. Breathe into this area, feeling the energy resonating and expanding. Now we're going to move on to the water breath. This breath releases emotions and lets feelings flow. Use this breath when you feel like you need to let your feelings emerge and flow. This breath also helps when we need to let go and move through painful experiences. So breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth now. Really let go on the out breath. It's natural to do this as we breathe out. So breathing in very gently through the nose and breathing out through the mouth. The water breath is a flow of energy. It might really help you to imagine a waterfall washing over you and the water flowing over you. With each exhalation, allow the breath to help you release more deeply, gently repeating, "Let go," to yourself. Focus on the area around the heart chakra, letting the breath open the heart more fully, opening up to your full potential. Now we're going to move on to the fire breath. Fire breath brings light, energizing and reconnecting you to yourself. Use this breath when you feel the light has gone from your life. Maybe you feel isolated and afraid, or even just very tired. It's a very energizing breath. Now this is a bit of a strange one and it feels counterintuitive, but breathe in through the mouth and out through the nose. Feel the earth hitting the back of your throat as you breathe in. And visualize the solar plexus, the area around the stomach, as a fireness as you stoke as you breathe in. As you breathe out, feel the power of the breath and imagine radiating light out through the solar plexus. This can really help connect you to the world. The solar plexus is the seat of the self. So gently repeat to yourself, "This is me," as you breathe out. Now we're going to move on to the air breath. This breath is wonderful when your mind feels cluttered and thoughts are circling. Use it when you feel overwhelmed by your thoughts. Imagine it cleaning out the cobwebs of the mind. It's also excellent to help you focus before an interview or an exam. Now this is a strange one and again feels slightly counterintuitive. Breathe in through the mouth and out through the mouth. It's a very quiet breath. You'll hardly hear it. I always imagine myself floating in an aeroplane when I do this breath. It feels like you're really up high. Let the breath remain a whisper. And begin to focus on the third eye between the eyebrows. To manage your thoughts, breathe in and imagine the drawing together of all of the thoughts of the mind like leaves. And then blow them out over a huge expanse. Keep breathing very gently. The air breath is very subtle indeed. I hope this gives you an idea of what the air breath might be like and when it might be useful. So bring your attention now back more into the body in a generalized way. Notice your breath. Start to lighten it. You've now done the full sequence of the elements breath. And the sequence I've just done is fantastic. In the morning or in the evening. Again, let me just tell you what the sequence in the evening would be. You start with the earth breath, then the water breath, then the fire breath, and then the air breath. The air breath prepares your mind for sleep, particularly if you have lots of ruminating thoughts. In the morning, you do the reverse. Because we're in the land of dreams, if we started with the earth breath, we probably wouldn't be able to do it very easily. But if you start with the air breath in the morning, move on to the fire breath to give you some energy, the water breath to bring you into reality, and finally the earth breath, you're ready for your day. I really hope you enjoyed doing the elemental breaths. Doing them every day, morning and evening, can be a fantastic way of bringing you back into balance, because we all contain all of the elements. You might find interesting that some of the breaths are easier for you than others, and this might indicate what kind of element is most predominant in you. Most people find the fire breath the most difficult, but you might really enjoy that one, and that might mean that you have more of a fire element in you. I really hope you can use these together as a whole practice, or even just sometimes when you need them. The water breath's particularly good if you're feeling upset and just want to let your feelings flow. But it's the earth breath that most of us need in our daily lives to help connect us back into ourselves. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the practice.